says, Maishno, why is it different? Mehod HaTanya, they were not like this. Shtei Noshim, you have two ladies, Shenis'asku B'tzipurechot. Two ladies were working with one bird, and they shechted there, there's blood coming out, dripping out from this bird. And V'yein B'yela K'seladam. Like out of this bird, only one stella's worth of dam came out from the bird. And what happens now, the nimsa kisela azu, when the two ladies finished working with the bird that day, and they both took off their dress, each one found the sela's worth of blood on their dress. So now, true, one sela came from the bird, but the other sela came from one of these ladies, a real tumas nida. So we have a suffer now, one of these two ladies have a tumas nida on her. Like one of these two ladies saw her own dam nida. So lochurish taim tumeis, we say both of them are tumei. The question is, how come over here we say both of them are tomei, and before we say only the second one is tomei, not the first one? The third is the question, what's the sushtel? Like before, the first one says she checked it out, so she has the right to say it came from the second one. But over here we do not know, neither of them checked it out, so we don't know which one saw her dam neither, which one saw from the tzipor. So that's why they're both tomei min ha-sofik. The third is that the avimini was, marish nisaska b'tzipor zuachzu, where they worked on the bird one after another. So really, after the first one finished, if she would ask the shalo then, she would have been told. So the swear is saying more that the first one is torn, the second one is tamei. And still we say, no, both of them are tameis. So by our case also, we should say both are tamei. So the says, no, sani hostem, over there it's different. The ikasteli yisera. Our koponim is an extra seller's worth of blood. Like they were working with the bird that only gave off one seller's worth of blood. And they found that each one found the seller's worth on the dress. So for sure, like we said, there's dam nidus here, and we don't know which one saw the dam nidus. We have no reason to say one saw more than the other. That's why we have to say both of them are tamei. Mashenkin before, the other cases we believe her when she says she checked her dress after she took it off and she did not find any dam. Therefore we say she is tahira. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. What's going to be lov shah shloisha chalukos? Anisha wore three dresses or three underwears, one on top of another. And she checked them all out before she put them on. So it's like this. In Yechola Litloi, if she has a reason to say that the dam did not come from her, but came from someplace else, so then and even though she only finds the dam on the under dress or the under underwear, still we said the dam came from that tzipa, from the, let's say, Shuksha Tabochim, came from the butcher, from the slaughtering, and not from her. What's going to be Ein Yuchela Litlis? Let's say she has no other place to say the dam came from but from her. Then Ein Atoila, she's not telling any place else, Afilu Bialyon, even though she only finds the blood on the outer dress. Still, we could say that maybe the dam came out from her, and the other two dresses, like, were folded over, and therefore the dam came out on the outer one. So Marcus Kate, so what's the case talking about? Over the shuk shatabok, let's say she walked through a street where the butcher's shecht over there. So then Taylor, so there is blood flying around there. So she has a right to say, Mustama, this blood she finds on the clothing now is not from herself, but from the butcher, from the slaughtering. And I feel the attack, even though she only finds a dam on the under one. But again, we could say when that drop of dam came flying from the shvita, it could be a top two clothing like folded or moved on the side, and therefore that drop landed on the inner underwear that she's wearing. What's going to be the layover of Shuk Shatavakim? She was not passing through a street where they have blood flying around there. Then after you ain't a tell, even though she only finds a dam on the outer dress, still we have to say the dam came from her. If it came from her, why don't we find it on the inner? So it could be again the inner and the middle one was like folded over, it missed it. So if a dam came out and only landed on the outer dress, therefore she is Temeah. Now the Mishnah says, by Ksamim v'toilo b'chol dover sheyichod litleis. Anything that she could say that maybe the dam came from, so she did not have to say it came from her, but it came from someplace else, she has a right to be told to say maybe it came from there, and she'll be torn. Like examples are, let's say, Shochta Behemah Chai V'yayf. She was near the place where they were shechting a behemoth or Chai V'yayf. So that has dam flying around that she was near there, and then she finds dam on the clothing. She has the right to say that some of the dam was from that and not from her. What's going to be Nisaska B'Ksavim? She was working and cleaving the garden that has dam on it. Ksamim. So we can say that dam went on her clothing and not her own dam. or else Oisha Yoshua, she was sitting down Bitsat Vasukum Ben. She was sitting down next to a friend, and a friend was working with his dam, with his blood, with clothing that has blood on it. So also, she has a right to say, maybe that dam fell on her clothing. It's not her own dam. She's not needed. She's tall. Wasn't it be? She was like killing ants. Hareza Teluba, she has a right to say that if she finds dam that on her clothing, mistomas the dam from those ants that she was killing. At Kamatola, how big of a stain that she found on her clothing, and she could still say that stain comes from the dam acholus. So Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus say ma'ad kegris shepul. Kegris is like a half of a bean, a half of a gris shepul. That's how much she could tell you the dam came from the acholus. But if she finds more than that, then we say no, she's tamei, it's her own dam nidus, is not the dam of acholus. Now this kegris shepul, that's the half of the size of a bean. Some say the size of a dime, and some say it's the size of a nickel. Now, then it says, Vaita, like the Chum saying, Viafa Pishle Horga, even though she was not killing Macholas, but just dam, she finds dam on her clothing, she has a right to say that if the size of the dam is the size of a gris or less, that it's not her dam Danidus, but it's dam of a Macholas, it's dam of an ant that was crushed there, and the dam got on her clothing. That's what we pass on Alocha. Every time she finds a kestim, if the shear is less than the size of the gris v'yoid, we have a right to say that dam macholis is not dam coming out from her own body, even though she was not oisik in killing these macholis, these ants. Now, v'toyla b'bino oibabai, let's say she has a son that has a wound and he's bleeding, and then she finds dam on her own clothing, she has a right to say that dam came from a child. Oibabai, let's say her husband was bleeding. So she has the right to say that dam she finds in her clothing comes from her husband. In Yeshbo Mak, let's say she has the wound on her own body. The Yechol Alahagla, even though the wound right now healed up, there's a scab on top of it. But if that scab could come off, Holoitzi dam would rub on something, the scab could still come off and blood would come out from it. Hareiz the Torah, again, she has the right to say that she finds dam on her clothing, Mistoma the dam came from that marker. Meister, once happened a case like this, these shakas of one lady, she bore a Rabbi Kiva, she came in front of Rabbi Kiva. Omrullah, she said to him, Reisi Kestam, I found a Kestam. Omaloi, so he said to her, Shema Maka Hoysa Bechor, maybe you had a wound on your body. Omrullah, Hain, yes, I had a wound yesterday, 2 days ago, but the Hoysa, but it healed up, there's a scab on top of the wound now, it's not bleeding now. Oh my Lord, so he said to her, but Shem Yechel Ligola, maybe that scab could come off, and Elohitzi Dam, new Dam could come out now. Omer Lohen, she said, yes, maybe it could be, it's possible, that could happen to it. So Lachri is then the Bekidah Pasen, Nishnel Tahirom, that she's Taket Tor. Because, that's also something could be totally the Dam, therefore she's Tor. So now, Utsar Rav Kira, Kira Pasen, she's Tor. Rol Talmid of Mestak, Kiva saw the way his own Tamidim were staring at one another. In other words, they were astonished, they were wondered about that psak. Omalev, so the Kiva said back to them, Ma adov akosha b'nechem, what's so hard in your eyes? Shloi omru chakom ma adov alahach me'ol okil. The Chomim, like, did not say that din kesson to be machmir, but to be mekol, meaning to say that midiraisa ksomim is tor. It's only Yechumim midirabonah that were machmir to say ksomim is tamei. And therefore, anything could be totally in the Gola Kula. If it will be a Sophic in the Rai Sabbath, you have to be Machmir. But since it's only a Sophic in the Rabbonin, therefore we go Gola Kula. Why is it only in the Rabbonin? Shinema, because the Postic says, the Isha Kesia Zova Dam. If an Isha sees Dam flowing out, Yia Zova Bipsoras, to flow out of a body. So we darshin Dam Vulai Kesim. It has to be dam and not a kesem. Only a dam is tamei midiraisa, but not the loch of a kesem. So it doesn't say clearly what the pshat of Kiva is. Some achronim learned the pshat from Kiva is that the special zeres kasevia that if she has a suffix, whether the dam came out from a body or not, the Torah says she's tor. By dam, we say only dam. Dika dam should have been moshech long lengthwise, not in a circle. So as Mormon Starvada said, there was a machulis, an ant there that got crushed overnight, and it's dam machulis. Moshuk, let's say she finds a dam on his cloth to be long. Moshuk then taket tamei. There's Mormon Starvada, the dam was there, bishasta bedikin she tamei. Tivir Reb Lezer, so these are words of Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik. Now the Gemara says, Tanin Lorotan Abor, learn like this in the Braisa, that Maisa once happened, Vitola and Kiva Vikimur. Tanisha found some dam on her, and Akiva was told that since that day she was laced with Vikimur, some red paint like, to say that the dam on her clothing came from that. Also we go Lakula, and the Rebbe told her Besraf Shikma, also a type of a sraf that comes out of a Shikma bush, that's also red stuff, the same thing. She was lacing it, that's during the daytime. And at night when she found the clothing to have dam on it, she said that she's tore, Ms. Tomer, was that stuff that she was lacing for daytime, that's what's now on the clothing and not dam neither. Oishi Yoshua, the Mishnah says, Oishi Yoshua was sitting next to somebody that was lacing. So Yoshua in Le Yoshua, because she was sitting next to somebody that was working with dam. For she did not sit down, then she's Tomer. So Tanini, we learned a lot of Tomer, like we learned in the Braisa. All Rabbi Shuksha Tabakh, the Isha herself walked through the street where there was blood flying around from the butchers. So then, Safed Nitta Zaleh, Safed Nitta Zaleh, even though she did not see the blood flying in the clothing, it's only doubtful. Still, Taylor, at night time, when she finds blood on the clothing, she has the right to say that blood came from the spritzing of the dam. But what's going to be Safed Gavra, Safed Gavra, it's only doubtful whether she went through the street or not. Safed Gavra, Safed Gavra, then Taka Tzmenech Nami, then Taka we say she's Tanei, because we don't know for sure she went through the street. That's like a snake snaker, then we have to be machmir to say that she's Tanei. Here was only because she was Vade, sat down next to these people. But she doesn't know that she sat down next to them, she only has a doubt, then she'll be Tanei. Then the Mishnah says, Hogos at the Chmina thing that says, Hoga Machosiv, she was killing these ants. So Deek is, according to him, Hoga, and only because she was killing the ants, then she can be told of the dam she finds in the dam Macholis. Or Loi Hoga, she did not kill the ants. Loi, she cannot be told of the spots on the clothing come from ants. If so, Masnis, who's the Mishnah go like? If Shimon Gamlili, the Tani would learn like this, Hoga Toila, if she's killing ants, then she can be told of the spot of dam came from the ants. Loi Hoga, she's not killing ants. And it's all she can't be told, it came from the, she can't be told. People remember Shimon Gamliel, that's what he holds. However, the Chachomam, the Chachomam say no, Benkach or Benkach Tolo, whether she's killing ants or whether she's not killing ants, if she finds a spot of dam on her underwear and it's less than the size of the grist that we had before, grist v'yoid, she's taket tor, we have right to say that dam was from dam machilas, from ants. They got crushed, they got killed there. Now, Omer Shimon Gamliel says like this, Lidvaray and Kainz, according to my time, that were not totally, if she doesn't kill, there's no end, means all Nashim Kamat have Tumas neither on them. But Divre Chaver, according to Chomim, ain't safe, like Nish Kamat is never Tomei. But the Chom did not say Yeshir Mashman, no matter how big the stain is, he could always be told the Dam comes from Dam Macholis. So what he meant to say was like this, Lidvore, according to my words, ain't Kate, that there's no end, every Isha's Tomei, Shein Lecho Isha Shatar Labailo, never be an Isha's Tar Labailo, Shein Lecho Komito Miti Shein Bo Kamatipe Dam Macholis, that every bed, every sheet she uses when she sleeps on it, must probably derail a lot of ants there. When she turns over, she kills them, so she'll always find dam on her underwear or on her sheet. And since, according to him, he cannot be told unless she knows she killed them, so if she does not know she killed them, she'll be tamei, servi, she'll always be tamei labailo, like it's too chumra. And Rabbi Bechavei, according to Chum's words, and he said, there's no end, they make it too much. Shein lecho isha, shein tor labailo, never be an isha, it's not tor labailo. Shein lecho kosad and asad and shein bakama tipe dam, that every single sheet has like a lot of spots of blood, and the lowi say she's tor, because according to Chumim, even though she does not know she killed the Macholis, you told her that the dam comes from Macholis. Meaning, in according to Chum, they did not say Yeshir. So no matter how much blood you find, you tell her it came from the Macholis. It's like, Nisha should never be Tomei, she'll never have a Tumas Kesem. She always have a right to say, it's always dam Macholis, no matter how much dam you find there. So it's like saying, like, both of them are not really good Pshatim. Avol, but, this is what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, that Niran Divre B'chanina B'atiknis, likes the words of B'chanina B'atiknis. Midvarai, rather than his words, or Midvarayim, rather than the words of Chumim. Shoyoyim, he used to say like this, Ad Kamehi Toilo, how big is the stain on the clothing that we still say maybe came from Dam Acholis? Ad Kegrisha Pul, only if the stain is up until the size of half the size of a bean. But if it's more than that, then we say it's not Dam Acholis, it's Dam Nida. If it's less than this, or this year, then we say it's Dam Acholis and she's sore.
According to them, I like, he agrees to the words of Rechlinga ben Atignas. Nothing was said though the Rabbonin, though the Amri Toila Akam, how long are they Toila? That Chom did not say the shear of the Kigris. So almost, because I'm established to say, even if there's a pint of blood that you're not going to be told it came from Acholus, Samora says, Eirech HaNam, you're not going to be Yitzchok, Toila Bepishbosh. They meant to say, you can be told in a bigger amount of blood, a Pishbosh, just like a cockroach. How much dam that would give off. And the Yadka termis, even the size of a termis, that's another ant-like, another big one, still that size of dam. But kids, even according to them, it has to be the amount of dam that could come out from these big insects. But if not, then we'll take to say she's Tameya. Now, Tana Belen like this. Pishpurze, this like cockroach that we say, Orka Kerach, which is like a square, it's long and wide, the same shear. And also, the time of Kerach, the taste is something like a smell. Because it has a very strong smell, you could smell it, you can know you're eating it like. Bris Krusaloi, and this is a Kabbalah like, that Shekola Mudaloi, whoever rubs it, is Mariach, but you could smell it. That's about this pishpish, this big insect here. So now, orkel korach, that we say it's wide, like it's length, linik summon. To know if you find a blood spot, like a square, a big one, we could say, she's tall, it came from this pishpish. And that we say, now, time the korach, that it smells very, very strong smell, like a taste. Linik truma, nagay to a coin, a seeding truma. It's now, I'm like this. Or you should toyim tam pishpish pepiv, if the coin was eating truma. And he has a taste now of this pishpish, this insect, this sherets, the kids of Yen, he's coming. So again, so this coin feels that he's eating this pishpush, so raise the yiflut, he should spill out the truma that he's eating. Because if he ate this pishpush, like he touched the sherets, he's tummy. So he's tummy, he's not letting truma, he has to spit out the truma. The question is though, minoy yoda, how does he know to say that he ate this pishpush? So time the kerecha, because the pshat is, it smells very bad, like it's tam. So therefore, he ate it. So Kumari's question is, your cat is still in New York, how does he know this? So the answer is, brisk crucifix, like a Kabbalah, loy, shakola mulla, whoever just rubs it, mariach, but you come to smell it. So the kid says, since you're smelling it right now, the pshat is you touched it. So therefore, if you have the smell now, you know for sure you touched this pishpush, the sherets, and therefore you're tummy. So that's this halacha, if you smell it, you know it came because you touched it, therefore you'll be tummy. So if you're eating truma, you have to spit out the truma. Omer Rashi, Rashi says, Ir Shiesh Bachazer Masidah, that has a lot of pigs around there, and Choshnuk Samin, Anisha that finds blood on the clothing, does not have to say she's Tamei. Rather, she could say the dam comes from the pigs, because the pigs eat Shrotzim like, and spit it out, and there's always blood flying around from them. Omer Nakhon Bayitzchak, Vod the Dukris, the city Dukris, Kiir Shiesh Bachazer Masosa, Sidla has pigs around meat. Rashi doesn't mean to say that Tabochim Harbor there. There are a lot of butchers there, a lot of junkyards there. There's also always blood flying around there. So if Anisha lives around there, walks through those streets, and she finds blood on her clothing, she has the right to say she's tore, and the blood came from those mukamis. But from this blood that was flying around. But I call upon Malach, we hold that Anisha has the right to be totally a blood stain in a machoilis. But only if the size of a kagris, up until the size of a gris v'yayin. More than that, we said that it's dam nidus. We're not telling a pishpush or a termis. Unless she knows for sure that she killed the termis, then she can tell you that, but it's not worth she's asking anything else. But if she does not know for sure she killed the termis, so if she finds a blood stain and it's more than a nickel, more than a penny, then we say she's tameya. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Akam yitaylo, so the size of the kagris, shapul. So a question like this, Omarav Huna Kagris Ainatola. She finds the size of a gris, this is find a half of a bean, then Taka she's Tame. Pochus Migris, she finds less than that shear, then told when she's taught, she has right to say came from the Macholas. That's where Huna holds, the Chumra. If Chizdu Amuna Kagris Taylo, if she finds the size of a gris, still she's taught, she has right to say came from the Macholas. Yes, the Migris Ainatola, she finds the size more than a gris, then Taka she's taught, then Taka Ainatola. So Chorat Hashal, she finds the size of a grist, is she still tor, or is she tummy ready? That's the Malachoykas Rafun Rinu Chizda. Halacha, we go Lakul to say she's only tummy if she finds the size of a grist v'yoid. But the size of a grist alone, she's still tor. Again, it's a shala, it's a penny nickel, some say size of a penny, and that's when she's tor. Laima, let's say the Gemara says it's machlokes tali biad viyad bechlakum ifgun. The Mishnah says ad kegris, is the gris included or not? For Avun itself, when it says ad, it means v'loyad bechlal, only up until a gris, but not a gris itself. A gris itself is tamei. For the chiz itself, no. When it says ad kegris, it means viyad bechlal. A gris also is tor. Only just why it's more than a gris, then she's tamei. Yeah, Gemara says back no. Omalach Rafuna. Ika ad viyad bechlal, it's not totally all over. Sometimes ad viyad is taka bechlal, viki yad viyad, loyad bechlal. The pshat is, vach lechum, every time you go lechumra. Kitafun always says, you always go lechumra. Here we say ad, vloyad bechlal, it can only be totally ad kagris. But if she finds the size of the gris, then she'll be tamay. Rechiz domalach no, biyam olav could be emalach lechumra amrinun. Usually, like I'm asking you go to Chumra, not to Kula. But the Hawk over here, by Kselim, I go to Kula. Kura Bavua. The Yom Ravua. Kol Shura Chachom Lahachmir. All of you to Chumra usually Machmir. Chutz me Kagrish Chaksama. Chutz from this Shia Grish Chaksamim. Lawkil here to Kula. In other words, the whole Yisrael of Chaksam is only Midirabonin. Midirayshi, she's Torah. She didn't see it. She didn't feel it. But the rice is she's tall. So this is only with the rabbanon. Here the rabbanon will make her to say, if you have the size of a kagris, still she's tall. Only the kagris to be oid is tummy. That's how we pass on aloha. Ika diyam lo sam salo shmati vape nasha by itself. Rafun ra me kagris is kiyete kagris. And she's tummy. Rav chizdom no kagris is kapochus me kagris and she's tall. Oka miflagi biad viyad dorocha. Only over here, like the Kremlin we just said before, the special malaika sovia by ksamim, that here Rav Huna says we go to kula by ksamim. If here she's only tummy, if she finds the size of a shear of dam of kagris viyad, more than a gris, then she's tummy. But she finds the size of a gris of dam on a begodim, then we'll tell the kula to say it was dam amacholus. Again, Lamaisa, some say it's the size of a penny. If you find the size of a penny, more than a penny, then it's a shiloh. Some say it's a nickel, but less than a penny, for sure, she would be tahor. Or she finds it on her kesem, on the clothing. All right, we'll stop here.
Kesem Aleph on top. Again, the last shiloh was, that as the Mishnah says, you could be totally a kesem, in a macholis, at the size of the gris. So Shaila was, if you have the size of the gris, is that tumli, is that still tor? So the only tumli, we are the locha, kagris, viyoy, the drop more than a gris. So Mesa, I have a question.